friend the girlfriend said that I should give up tennis and take up swimming. She said it would be good for my health and continue the tradition of other prime ministers. Peter Dutton!
What is it?
It's Danger Dan's Dickhead of the Year! You parasite! Oh, thank God! We don't have to listen to the bile dribbling out of this dickhead's gob anymore! And now where did I put that bloody remote? Ha ha ha! That's more like it! Ladies and gentlemen, you know you want it! And by God, you gotta get it!
Say hello to my little friend!
Woo!
Fasten your seatbelts and lock up the kiddies, because it's that time for Danger Dan's! Dickhead of the year!
The cost of everything is going up.
I say to Australia,
I'd like to shove this up your ass.
2024 was such a delightful year, and I've got so much money in the bank thanks to this dickhead. I'd rather be tied up at a P-Diddy party, stuck in a spa bath with Bill Cosby and the ghost of Jimmy Savile, smothered in baby oil with a broken chopstick shoved up the clacker. Then to give this mean and nasty, bullying, sour-faced old cow another one of my hard-earned tax dollars.
I have misled the Senate.
Tick tock, tick tock. The clock's ticking, nothing's happened.
So without further ado, let's get this shit parade of charlatans underway. Oh, who do we have here? It looks like everybody's favourite Vindaloo sitting Uber driver. The 7-Eleven manager thought he'd be a tough guy. Well, not on our turf, you arrogant, snot-nosed little twerp.
Well, who was in whose bath?
Ready, num-num.
If this pair of plucked eyebrows who wasn't playing cricket, he'd be shitting on the footpath with all of his other buddies. And now wipe your filthy ass and piss off.
Birdie num num.
Dickhead! How long do they have to wait?
I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be a Danger Dan Dickhead countdown if this taxpayer-funded idiot who wasn't on the list in an Olympics that nobody gave two fucks about, and we were forced to sit through a demonic, perverted, gunted opening ceremony that included a pair of Smurfs testicles. Little did we know, Australia was to become the laughing stock of the entire world when we were forced to sit through this taxpayer-funded garbage bullshit Vindaloo crap. This moron looked like a retarded kid trying to escape from a garbage bag. If I don't ever see this moron's head ever again, it'll be too soon. Dickhead! What in God's name are these fat white people doing on Melbourne's Grand Prix track?
I don't know.
Put your hand up if you're sick to the guts about being welcome to your own country every 5 minutes.
Gee, what's all this smoke? There is a cost of living crisis.
Hey everyone, I'm just about to walk into Parliament.
And fuck everything up!
The only report people are reading is when their energy, their bills, yeah, go in their letterbox, right?
And when they get those energy bills...
they have a heart attack! You can travel around the entire planet and still not find a bigger dickhead who has absolutely zero self-awareness than this dwarf-headed, camel-faced, snake mouth.
Amid his past, present and future,
no credibility.
This taxpayer-funded dickhead with the gob of a squid's anus and flocks off to Greta Thunberg videos. He's going to send the entire country broke with his net zero bullshit propaganda garbage fantasies.
How dare you?
We're on track for 43% emissions reduction, 42.6.
Be silent!
Nuclear is the most expensive form of energy.
It's fucking nuclear, you prick!
Because that's somehow caught up in a conspiracy about China.
You prick!
Climate hoax.
Prick!
And now get the hell out of my sight! Dickhead!
Let's talk about housing, Prime Minister.
And it wouldn't be a dickhead list without this lard-assed, indigenous, Scottish slapper trying to be the centre of attention.
Give us what you stole from us. Our bones, our skulls, our babies.
I've seen heads on infected boils that are more attractive than this.
What kind of person do you think I am?
Ah, dickhead!
I've been shoveling in the car.
G'day, it's Kevin Rudd here. I'm Australia's ambassador to the United States.
Fuck off, loser.
Is there anything more useless than a gaggle of bored, unrootable housewives sticking their socialist noses where they're not wanted?
And I would ask you to be silent.
I think I just vomited in my mouth. Is it any wonder that Western economies are absolutely rooted when socialist, commie, unrootable, gutted pains in the ass being elected to Parliament? What kind of wotards voting for these pathetic crumpets? And this ass-faced commie who has run Victoria into the ground over the last decade is no better. Am I watching a rerun of The Cosby Show? No, this is just another day of shopping in Melbourne.
Are we the greatest city in the world?
You and your commie-loving hunchback stunt driver have completely rooted this once great state.
We're nearly at 40%.
Yeah. So have...
Dickhead! I've just realised that bored communist housewives are ruining the entire planet. She's a coastie. And in 2024, this idiot proved to everybody that you can't trust someone wearing a tea towel. Your 15 minutes are up, sunshine, and now piss off.
I don't know how to respond to that question without feeling offended or insulted.
Oh, tough titties, you insufferable race. Beta. What is it?
Apocalyptic death cult.
That just because I'm a visibly Muslim woman...
You're a visibly Muslim dickhead!
Full-blown cost of living crisis.
Okay, that's enough malarkey. And now before I lose my voice and my testicles start to crawl up my ass, let's cut to the chase. We all know who the dickhead of the year is. So let's get on with it!
There can be only one.
What does this bloke have to do to lose his job?
The real question is, what in the hell do you have to do to lose yours? What a dork! After being handed the keys to the Ferrari, all this dickhead has done is divide the country with his voice claptrap and his Jew-hating, goat-rooting, loving rhetoric, cheered on by this bowl-headed, scissoring moron and this lazy-assed, loafing and lisping, taxpayer-funded teabagger. Oh, and I almost forgot, the full-time tennis player and part-time Prime Minister has driven the economy over a cliff and clapped and cheered on by this dwarf-headed, snake-mouthed dickhead.
And I've listened to people who are all saying,
100,000 sperm and you were the fastest.
Happy Lunar New Year. This year we welcome in the Year of the Dragon.
在人类抗击新冠肺炎疫情的关键时刻, 举行这次世卫大会,
we know people have done it tough through cost of living pressures, but we've been prepared to take action, decisive action. That's why I bought a beachfront mansion for my freeloading rancher girlfriend's wedding present. Jodie's a coastie. She's a proud coastie.
Just do the country a favour and call the election now. We're all sick of looking at our empty wallets and pretending to like welcome to countries. You're just another gutless, fake, bureaucratic dickhead who accidentally found yourself with the keys to the lodge. Congratulations, Magoo, because you are a dickhead of the year.
You want to see something really scary?
Nano oil.
Just got to leave it.
Hey everyone, I know you're busy.
Yes we are, so piss off. Oh, put your bloody phone down. Stop making videos of yourself and get back to work, you useless prick. I know, Skip, it's hard to watch.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you to these magnificent bastards for your support throughout the year. And if I've left anyone out, stop your whining and send me a message already. That's gotta be worth another look. What do you reckon, Bill?
So sway.
Oh, this idiot is still on the phone. I guess inflation doesn't exist anymore.
Even Peter Dutton knows his nuclear plan.
Amid his past, present and future.
Nuclear.
It's fucking nuclear, you prick!
Baby Otto.
Cheaper electricity.
Go hey, fat joy.
Going nowhere.
That's just not fair.
Bruce Springsteen!
cheaper electricity. Get me the hell out of here!
Oh, see, you magnificent bastards! Sometime in 2035, if I'm still alive, I'm going on a holiday!
You're the devil in disguise.